It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is your tech news briefing for Monday, August 9th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. The ransomware group that temporarily forced the closure of Colonial Pipeline may be back. Experts say they've found evidence the group DarkSide has reformed under a new name. So what does the group's possible return mean for the future of cybersecurity and other potential targets of hacking? On today's show, David Uberti, who covers cybersecurity for The Wall Street Journal, joins us to discuss why experts think the group may be back and what authorities can do about it. That's after these headlines. We report exclusively, the Chinese food delivery giant Meituan is set to be hit with a $1 billion fine for allegedly abusing its market dominance. Sources say China's antitrust regulator is preparing to announce the penalty in the coming weeks and require the company to revamp its operations. The regulators believe Meituan acted as a monopoly and prevented businesses from selling their goods on rival platforms, according to people familiar with the matter. Meituan is China's third largest publicly traded internet company, behind Tencent and Alibaba. The company and regulators didn't respond to a request for comment. Last month, we talked about how Uber and Lyft were offering bonuses to attract drivers who left during the pandemic, with the goal of bringing down costs for riders. But now, we report exclusively that despite the incentives, fares for Uber and Lyft rides are still hitting record highs. The average ride-hail fare in the U.S. has risen every month from February through July, touching new highs each time, according to market research firm Rakuten Intelligence. In July, consumers paid over 50% more for a ride than they did in January 2020, before the pandemic. And thinking of purchasing a ticket to space? Well, Virgin Galactic has set a new price. A ticket on one of its space flights will set you back at least $450,000. The company, which launched its first space flight with a full crew last month, said it was reopening ticket sales and prioritizing those who'd already expressed interest. In the past, Virgin Galactic sold tickets for $250,000, and the new jump in price was higher than analysts expected. All right, coming up, even criminals need a rebrand sometimes. The hackers behind one of the biggest attacks on U.S. critical infrastructure may have a new name and a new outlook. We'll get into the details after the break.
School's out for summer, but if your business is running QuickBooks, you'll never get a break. Special financing is back. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program only for those ready to graduate today. Head to netsuite.com/wallstreet right now. That's special financing at netsuite.com/wallstreet. netsuite.com/wallstreet.
I want to take you back to May 6th of this year. It's a day that's come to mark a significant moment in America's awareness of cybercrime. In just over 2 hours on that Thursday, nearly 100 gigabytes of data was stolen from the network of Colonial Pipeline, the biggest fuel pipeline in the U.S. Early the following morning, when Colonial workers found a ransom note on a control room computer, it would lead the pipeline to shut down and create gas shortages and higher prices across the southeastern U.S. Colonial would end up paying 75 bitcoins, worth about $4.4 million at the time, for a decryption code. The FBI later recovered 64 of those coins and identified the hackers as a group known as DarkSide, likely based out of Russia. But the criminals themselves? They were able to slip away. Now it looks like DarkSide might have returned. Analysts say they found similarities in the operations of DarkSide and a new group calling itself Black Matter. So, what does this mean for cybersecurity, and how much of a threat is this new group? Joining us to discuss is our cybersecurity reporter, David Uberti. Hi, David.
Hey, Zoe.
So, this new group, Black Matter, has emerged. Apart from the kind of similar name to DarkSide, what do these groups have in common?
So there's a couple things that cybersecurity analysts have noticed over the last week or so. One is that there are overlapping cryptocurrency wallets between some of the members tied to these two groups. So the actual wallets where they receive bitcoins from companies paying digital ransoms. Secondarily, you also see these ransomware groups using similar strains of ransomware. The actual malware they deploy in company systems bears similarities between those two groups. And then finally, the keys that these two groups actually give victims to eventually unlock their files if they should pay a ransom bear similarities as well.
And how do the analyst tracking hacking groups find these similarities?
Well, there's a couple of different ways. One is blockchain analytics. You know, contrary to our idea that cryptocurrencies are anonymized, they can actually be tracked pretty precisely. So you have these experts who can essentially watch money move from one cryptocurrency address where a person can hold their funds to another cryptocurrency address. And over the course of time, they can basically map out patterns and deduce what they believe are ransomware payments, particularly if companies that pay ransomware report those payments. On the other hand, we have cybersecurity experts who actually analyze some of the tools these hackers use to either deploy ransomware inside of companies or unlock those tools. So they are going into the code and actually observing similarities between how this malware or these decryptors are actually written.
Are those the same tools that the government uses to shut down those groups or retrieve ransom funds that were paid?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, the White House has been sort of public about how it wants to bolster the way it tracks financial transactions to ransomware groups. And that's one of the ways in which they can pinpoint where the problem areas are and also the scope of the problem.
So these overlaps that they've found, does it prove that black matter is just dark side by a different name?
Not necessarily. There's an emerging consensus. This is somewhat of a rebrand. But that said, there's a lot of turnover within these groups. These are specialists who specialize in breaking into companies or deploying that ransomware or eventually stealing data that they can subsequently extort companies with. So there's sort of emerging and rotating cast of characters with all of these groups. So at the very least, there's some overlap between some of these hacking groups we're seeing.
Have we heard from Black Matter at all? Has anybody from the group spoken up?
So interestingly, a cybersecurity firm called Recorded Future actually published an interview with someone claiming to be part of Black Matter. And this person said that they are not part of DarkSide. They took lessons from DarkSide. But interestingly, one of the lessons that they took was that they do not want to go after critical infrastructure. They don't want to go after the colonial pipelines of the world, in part because they fear action by the US government. They fear that hackers employed in Washington or elsewhere will actually take down their ability to operate. So you have this weird PR statement coming from this hacking group, basically suggesting that, hey, no, we're not actually these bad guys who gave you all these troubles in May. We're a new group, and we are only confining what we do to big corporations that aren't crucial for U.S. infrastructure.
Okay, but what does this mean for companies that maybe aren't critical infrastructure?
This is the obvious second question to ask in response to this interview. They said they weren't going to go after hospitals, pipelines, critical infrastructure. That leaves a lot of companies on the table, a lot of potential targets for them to work with. The Biden administration has drawn sort of a line in the sand about critical infrastructure. But a lot of the U.S. economy and a lot of the targets that these criminal ransomware groups go after are not under that categorization.
One thing I'm struggling to understand is, if you're already a group of cyber criminals, why bother to rebrand?
Well, they do this all the time. This is something that we've seen throughout the growth of the ransomware economy in recent years. Oftentimes, groups grow, they make a lot of money, and then when they get law enforcement pressure, they basically regroup and rebrand under new names. Potentially, they use new technology to go after particular targets. Another possible reason was that DarkSide went offline for unknown reasons in May and basically left a lot of its affiliates without the pay that they were promised for doing work together. So claiming that, you know, we're not actually DarkSide could be a move to basically say, you know, we aren't the people who owe you money.
All right. So what are authorities saying about this development?
It's pretty remarkable, actually. Ann Neuberger, who is a top cybersecurity official in the White House, was asked on Wednesday about this interview with his purported hacker with Black Matter. And she actually said that she took it as a sign that some of the pressure campaign by the Biden administration urging Russia to crack down on some of these Russian-speaking groups is actually working. So she's saying that this is a sign of progress. She provided a caveat that the proof would be in the pudding. But the idea that hackers should not go after critical infrastructure is one of the main things that Biden told President Vladimir Putin when they met in a summit over the last couple of months. So she actually thought it was a good thing. You know, that said, if you talk to cybersecurity experts who follow how these groups operate, either through hacking forums or, you know, work with them in negotiating for ransoms, they will say these people are thieves and they shouldn't be trusted.
So maybe a step forward on the political front, but what does the rebrand and all of this tell us about how difficult it is to crack down on these groups?
It tells us that they have resilience. A lot of people within the cyber world have compared this to a game of whack-a-mole, that if you take specific actions against a group, if we are to basically hack back and take them offline, they will simply emerge in some other way, some other form under some other name. So if you sort of talk to folks who work within the Biden administration, they will also, you know, tell you that we need a broad, comprehensive set of both regulations, potential offensive cyber operations, and also collaboration with foreign countries to help get this under control. Any one of these groups going dark is not going to solve a problem that is costing companies hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars per year.
All right. That's our reporter, David Uberti. David, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Zoe.
And that's it for today's Tech News Briefing. You can always find more tech stories on our website, wsj.com. And if you like the show, please rate and review it. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.